A science fiction legend has died. Ray Bradbury passed away last night. He was 91 years old. Bradbury wrote books like Fahrenheit 451, The Martian Chronicles, and a bunch of short stories and parts of TV shows, even some movies.
Joining us to talk more about Ray Bradbury, Dr. Robin Reed, professor of literature at Texas A&M University at Commerce. She's also a member of the board at the Center for Ray Bradbury Studies. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
The headline says Ray Bradbury, science fiction writer, but he was a very, very versatile author. Give us an idea of the breadth and depth of his career.
Well, he began writing in his teens, so he was writing for like 7 decades. He wrote essays, he wrote stories, he wrote poetry, he wrote plays. As you said, he was known for writing and also having his work adapted for the media. Science fiction can fit him, but he also wrote fantasy and horror, and many of us would say some of what we now call speculative fiction, that is using much more literary language than was the case in the 30s and 40s and 50s when he began writing and publishing. So he had an influence on science fiction fandom and science fiction authors, but also on the larger culture. He's one of the people who really made science fiction in the broadest sense, sort of respectable.
Well, let's talk about perhaps his seminal work, Fahrenheit 451, which wasn't necessarily science fiction, but really a tome to the Cold War.
And a dystopia. Looking,
yes.
Looking, dystopia is sort of the one of the areas of science fiction. I gave a talk in San Antonio, Texas last January because the National Endowment for the Arts, which sponsors big read projects for local libraries, Fahrenheit 451 was one of their chosen books. And so I recently reread it and gave the talk. It is completely, although it matches up with issues in the Cold War, it is more applicable today than ever. If you think of some of what's going on in Arizona with people yanking books out of classrooms because of the subjects, it's completely applicable. Bradbury said there's more than one way to burn a book, and the world is full of people running about with lit matches.
And talk about his impact on writers today and ultimately what Bradbury's legacy will be.
Well, he had an impact on his generation and future generations, especially with the versatility that he did. And he also wrote books on how to write. So his whole Zen approach to writing and writing every day is a major influence. I teach creative writing, and that's how I teach creative writing. So even beyond the sort of immediate science fiction culture, his influence on how to write and why to write and everyone should write and create, I think, is wide-reaching. And although I know he did not necessarily know or like the Internet, I think if he had been younger when the Internet was there, he'd have been all over it.
Thank you so much.
His love of writing and his refusal to keep it to himself was important.
Thank you so much, Dr. Reed.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dr. Robin Reed, professor of literature at Texas A&M University at Commerce, also a member of the board at the Center for Ray Bradbury Studies.